Welcome to the Talent Development Hot Seat Podcast, the number one podcast for learning and talent development professionals. Now here's your host, Andy Storch.
Welcome to the Talent Development Hot Seat Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Storch, and I'm excited that you're joining me today for another great episode and conversation to help you up your game and improve your capabilities in the world of talent development. And today we are going to be talking about a very popular topic and prevalent subject that many people are talking about in talent development and everywhere else in the world, and that is AI, artificial intelligence. We've done a couple episodes on this in the past. We've definitely touched on it in a couple others, and I think we will do many more in the future just because this is something that is not only taking over the industry and the business world by at large, it's also something that's changing all the time. And so I want to make sure that we are continuing to provide great information to help you about, you know, sort of what's going on with AI, what are the services, what are the platforms that you could be using. And today is actually a recording from a webinar that I did live with my friend Josh Ermler just a couple weeks back. So what you're going to hear was recorded live with about 30 people on the session, Zoom session with us, all about the future of AI and talent development. And in this session, Josh and I discussed the potential of AI and talent development. And we went into things like the concept of personal cloning, AI for customized communication and learning. Josh also highlights the benefits of custom GPIs and AI tools and the capabilities of his platform, which is called LandAI, which stands for LNDAI, in creating training courses and learning assets. Now, this is a webinar, so a couple things to note as you listen. Number one, this was presented with some visual slides, but Josh and I believe we're pretty cognizant of making sure that audio-only listeners like you would still be able to understand what we're talking about and what's going on. And B, Josh does have a solution that he provides to the L&D community called LandAI. And at the end of the session, he made an offer to those who were attending live to be able to get a special price to buy his product. And I am going to extend that offer to you at the end of this session as well. So you can listen to it, decide if you like it or not, and you can always go to his website to find out more information. But in the meantime, you're also going to get some great ideas and insights on what people are using AI for, particularly things like cloning, like I said, or creating custom GPTs, which I've started to sort of dive into as well. So I hope this is going to be valuable for you. Again, it's the audio from our webinar we did just a couple weeks back. The video recording is available inside the member vault, member library of the Talent Development Think Tank community. It always will be. And so if you're interested in watching that and you're not a member, come check us out. Our website is tdtt.us/community. That's tdtt.us/community. When you join, you can put in the code podcast for a 10% discount and you get a 14-day free trial. So you really could come in, watch a couple of the videos, and then decide if you don't like it, you could always cancel. Of course, that's not what I want people to do. I created this community to connect people to help them improve the way they work and really find more success in the world of talent development. And that's what I'm all about. You can always reach out if you have questions. But of course, those video recordings are in there as well. So again, that's tdtt.us/community. And this is an audio recording from my webinar with Josh Ermler on the future of AI and talent development. Enjoy. All right, welcome to our Talent Development Think Tank webinar series, all about the future of AI in talent development with our special guest, Josh Ermler. We did this back in August and it was a big hit. People loved it. And of course, a lot has changed in the last 7 months. So excited to do an update with you today. As I mentioned, this webinar is brought to you by the Talent Development Think Tank community. My name is Andy Storch. I am the founder and host of the Talent Development Think Tank podcast, conference, and community. Community's been running for 4 years. Absolutely love bringing people together to connect with each other in the world of talent development. Let me lower this music here. And we're also hosting a conference later this year in November. So check it out, tdtt.us/community. All right. So our guest today, I'm excited to bring him back, Mr. Josh Ermler. He's an organizational development strategist. He has worked inside of organizations as an OD and L&D professional, a corporate performance coach. He's also become quite an AI expert. He's a keynote speaker, and he's the CEO and founder of the L&D AI solution called Landai, as well as the author of multiple books. And Josh joined our community maybe a little over a year ago. We've gotten to know each other really well. He was at our conference last year, 2 years ago, probably. And I've just been really impressed with everything that he has been doing in this space, not only L&D, but especially with AI. And so excited to get updates from him on what he's been working on and what's going on in the world of AI and talent development. So before I get to Josh, I just want to, I like playing around with AI. I'm sure many of you do as well. So I just went into ChatGPT, GPT-4, just a few moments ago, and I just asked it, what are some ways in which corporate talent development professionals can use AI? And it gave me these 10 really great suggestions with a lot of explanations for each one and how you can go into it. I didn't want to paste it all in, but here are just some quick ideas on how you can use AI in talent development. Personalized learning paths, skills gap analysis, career pathing and succession planning, enhanced engagement through gamification, automated administrative tasks, real-time feedback and coaching, predictive analytics for talent development, enhanced collaborative learning, content curation, monitoring and reporting on learning programs, and so much more. We did a call inside the Talent Development Think Tank community recently where our members were sharing some of the tools that they use, and we had a lot of great suggestions come up. The recording of that call is available in the library, our recording library in the Talent Development Think Tank community on our Heartbeat platform. And I also made a list of all the things that they suggested. So we have that as a resource for our members as well. And it was really cool to hear what people are doing. I remember one suggestion was one of our members said that they have been took their engagement survey results and put them into an AI tool, into GPT maybe, to summarize those results, which makes them so much more useful. So I'd love to hear from you in the chat. What have you been using AI for recently? As I hand things over to Josh, I think it'd be kind of cool to hear what people are working on. And Josh, I want to know from you, what's the latest with AI in talent development? I'm really excited to hear from you. You know, we can keep this up. We can go to your slides, whatever you want to do, but welcome, man. I'm really excited to have you here.
Man, thank you so much, Andy. I always appreciate, honestly, just getting to chat with you when we're just one-on-one and being a part of the TTDT community. And let me just put in a plug for Andy's conference. I will say I've been to several of these L&D talent development conferences, and his is one of my favorite. I love how intimate it is. I love the energy at the conference. I'm looking forward to being there again in November. And so I'm excited about that and just looking forward to, you know, a lot of the conversations that we're going to have. And I really do want today to be a conversation. And so feel free if you have your screens on. I see a few of you, Megan, good to see you again. And I see a few of you with your screens on. Feel free to do that. Feel free to put any questions that you have in the chat, and we'll do our best to kind of answer those. I'm going to actually ask if I can, Andy, if you can monitor that. For some reason, this monitor I use to check through chats and questions is not totally working for me today. So we'll just We'll jump through it. I appreciate it. For those of you who were on last time, I put together a new talk for today. So this will not be a repeat of something we've done before. We're calling this one The Future of AI and Talent Development. But before we get started, I want to kind of have you look at this picture. Maybe some of you have a GPS in your car built in now, or possibly just on your phone. But what does this photo have to do with talent development, specifically as it pertains to AI? If you stick around at the end of the session, I'm going to talk a little bit more about how this dovetails into that, and we'll talk more about it.
And I think just if I can interrupt, Josh, just for anybody that maybe can't see the image or listening to the audio recording, it's a picture of a GPS map inside of a car. Someone's using it to help them drive down the highway, it looks like.
Perfect. I'll try to remember that for the future, and we'll describe some of the slides as we go through. I think most of us get into talent development or L&D or instructional design, whatever your role is in our world, because we really want to help people. And yet I have found that over the last, especially over the last 18 months, with budgets being cut, with the rifts that are happening in a lot of our companies that the resources are just not there like they once were. And so it just causes us to have to be spinning a lot of plates at the same time, burning the candle at both ends. Let me know in the chat if that's something you experience where you feel like you are getting more and more work, not less and less. And so how do we manage that tension? And I really believe the promise of AI is one that can help us navigate the tensions and the pressures that are on us, specifically as talent development professionals, learning development professionals. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. I'm going to give everybody in here, it looks like we have about 30 folks or so here today. If you stick around till the end, I'm going to give you our Talent Development AI Starter Kit. This is packed full of L&D AI prompts that you can use for different things. We've fine-tuned some L&D AI coaches that you're going to have access to that's in this starter kit. We have some solutions. Last time I did the talk, I shared like 30 or 40 different apps that have nothing to do with my app or you know, anything like that. They're just apps that I use and I use on a regular basis. That whole glossary of different applications that are my personal favorite is in this starter kit. We have free learning courses and even some custom GPTs. And if you don't know what that is, I'll be sharing a little bit more about that a little bit later. But for everybody that sticks on till the end, if you can make it on for the next 40 minutes, I'm going to give you a link on how you can go and get that talent development AI starter kit. I want you to have that just for being willing to be here today. So this was a statistic that was done at the end of 2023. And according to this particular study, 71% of professionals and businesses that started integrating AI improved their cash flow by over $25,000 in their first year alone. In fact, over 49% of those businesses were able to improve their cash flow position by over $50,000 just by integrating some very basic AI solutions and tools. It was Mark Cuban. He is the billionaire Shark Tank investor. He said this: there are only two types of business professionals in the world now, those who are great at AI and everybody else. If you're not integrating AI, you are going to fail, period. End of story. Our world is drastically changing right now. And the ability for us to do what we do is going to depend on us adapting these new technologies. A lot of times I hear, is AI going to take our jobs? I honestly don't believe it will. We can talk more about why I don't believe that's going to be the case. But the reality is we have the opportunity to really leverage this technology in a way that can help us move our careers forward faster. So let me know in the chat real quick on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you using Gen AI on a regular basis at work? 1, you're not using it at all. 10, you're using it for like everything. You've got tons of apps. Like I said, let me see if I can see some of the chats here. Let's see if it'll pull it up. Okay, I've got some of the chats here in front of me. Who, give me a scale of 1 to 10. What do we got? Steve says 5. Jessica, is AI going to take our jobs? No, it's something who knows how to use AI is going to take our jobs. Yes, we love to say that around here. Danielle says a 4. Steve says a 5. Joe, good to see you, Joe. I got to chat with him the other day. And 4, 4, 3, 5, Laura. All right. Maybe we're going to have Laura. She's at a 7. We're going to co-host this together, Laura. That'll be great. And give us some of your tips, some of what you're learning. And this is awesome. Okay. So let's just talk about this a little bit for a moment here. How business problems will be solved in 2024. And those of you who are in talent development and you're working with high potential leaders, you're working with your executives, this is a framework that I genuinely believe is going to have a massive impact on how we leverage generative AI in the future. And so let me show you kind of what I've got here. And I don't know if you can see my cursor or not, but we all have frameworks or processes that we work with on a regular basis. And there are hundreds of them, whether we are talking about, you know, a SWOT analysis, you know, that we have to go through with business partners, whether we're talking about a DISC analysis around personalities or strength finders or a PESTEL analysis. And depending on your industry and depending exactly who you're working with, there are all of these frameworks that we use when we are trying to solve business problems. And so we have these frameworks that we can use. Now, The way I see the future moving when it comes to talent development is we're going to use some of these frameworks that can be used even in talent development. And then we're going to take our data and context. This is all of the KPIs in our organization. This is all the information we collect from our employee surveys, tons of information that we garner from a lot of different sources. Sometimes it's just information about ourselves. And we're going to take that data and context. We're going to push it using AI into a process or framework. And what we're going to see is using custom generative AI, custom prompts, custom GPTs, as they're referred to, and we'll talk about that in a moment, we're going to be able to move into problem solving much quicker and much more efficiently as we use this type of structure in solving business problems. And I want to play this out for us for just a moment to kind of talk, explain a little bit what I mean, and we'll get back to this photo in a moment. I was saying this to Andy earlier, that the biggest strength of generative AI is not its ability to create for us, but rather its ability to create with us. If you're going to look at generative AI, ChatGPT, any of these other large language models, even my own AI solution, LangAI, if you look at it as like, it's going to do everything for me, then you're missing the mark. The biggest strength of Gen AI is not its ability to create something for us. It's its ability to create something with us in a synergistic type way to create something better than the AI could create on its own, or we could create on our own. And we get that synergistic energy working together. And it's kind of something that all of a sudden begins to make an impact that neither the AI or us could have created, and we create this synergistic opportunity for us. So let's talk about a few things that I have been seeing when it comes to AI that I want you to start thinking about. And the first thing I want to mention is AI persona cloning. AI persona cloning. This is where we create custom GPTs. Rather than just going to ChatGPT or something like that and asking it a question, we can now fine tune and make custom GPTs for anything that we think of. In the comment, has anybody created a custom GPT yet? I would just be curious. Anybody here created? Okay, Andy's created one. Let me know in the chat. Have you created a custom GPT yet? This is where you're taking like ChatGPT or another large language model, and you're actually fine-tuning it. You're creating it in such a way. Kelly says, not yet, but it's on my to-do list. Good. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So one of the things that I'm doing and other people are doing is where you are creating persona cloning. You can clone expert advisors. We have on our system in LangAI, in our AI LangAI toolbox, we have cloned a lot of different personas. Simon Sinek as a expert advisor. Adam Grant is in our toolbox. There are these different personas that we've created custom GPTs by uploading all of their content, their books, their research, all this stuff. And it literally now has the opportunity, we can get advice from them at the drop of a hat, like we were talking to them. We can clone skills coaches. These are clones, GPTs that are been fine-tuned for specific skills. Maybe it's change management. Maybe it's recruiting. And we have these skills coaches that we can talk to on a regular basis. These are all applications that we have on our site that you can use. We can fine-tune and clone particular roles. When it comes to a specific, I need to talk to a CPA. I need to talk to a copywriter. I need to talk to, a marketing expert, whatever. Now, here's what's cool is one of the things we do in our trainings is we also teach how you can clone yourself. I would encourage every one of you to create a custom GPT of you. How many of you have ever been on LinkedIn before, or you've gotten an email and all of a sudden you realize, man, this doesn't really sound like this person. It sounds like maybe ChatGPT wrote this stuff for them. You've ever been there before and you're like, this isn't this person's personality. It doesn't sound like this person. You ever been there? Well, that's one of the reasons that happens is because people haven't actually fine-tuned or cloned their own voice, their own writing styles. They haven't done that. And this is something we want to teach teach you how to do so you can clone yourself in this way with AI persona cloning. Just to give you an idea of how this works, I want you to see this. I'm going to go to our Landai AI toolbox. We have tons of resources that are available to you, but you can see here, we have expert coaches that we can talk to. These are Adam Grant. We can talk to Brendan Burchard, Brene Brown. We even put Albert Einstein in there. And so if you want to have conversations with Dale Carnegie or Gary Vee, Grant Cardone, all of these different John Maxwell, these are people that we have fine-tuned these personas into our actual solution where you can have conversations with these individuals, these expert advisors, or maybe there's a role and you want to talk to an accountant, or you need to be able to talk to a business analysis or a CEO coach or a human resources, all of these different roles, and you can talk to them. Maybe you want to talk to somebody who's good at a particular skill. What about agile learning? You want to have a conversation with people with agile learners. You can jump in there. And we have fine-tuned these personas through custom GPTs. We have hundreds of custom GPTs where we have created these, where you can have these robust conversations that we have prompt engineered in these particular ways. And these are one of the ways that we're using AI persona cloning. You don't need our platform to do this. You can build these yourself if you want to, but we just try to make these available to our clients. And I think this is a tool that is able to use. I talk so much more about this in my book, The AI Edge. I'm going to tell you how you can get a copy. If you'll stick around till the end, I want to give away different copies of this book to some of you. So if you'll stick around for another 25 minutes or so, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of this book. And then it'll teach you how to do all this stuff yourself. So let's dive in a little bit more. We're talking about frameworks and processes and what it would look like. What does it mean when we take a SWOT analysis or a DISC analysis or a PESTEL analysis, or maybe it's an analysis you use in your role? We all have our favorite frameworks. Let me know in the comments, what are your favorite frameworks? What are the ones you like to use when we think about processes or systems or frameworks in your role? Are there ones that you lean into? I want to hear what are some of your favorite that you have maybe in your role, situational leadership. Yep. That's a great one, Laura. DISC is another great one that a lot of us have used. I like that one, Frank. And so what we're going to be able to do is we're going to be able to take these frameworks now, and let's go for a second. We can go to what we would call like execution skills, and we'd click on that, and let's go strategy actually. And we can look at these, and we can go to something like a goal setter, and we can click on goal setter. And what that'll do is it'll open up something that looks like this. It's a custom GPT. And we could go to, this one's on creating change, so we all have change management. Some of us, we would use process change management or ADCARS change management. Megan Mach's HBDI. I love HBDI. It's one of my favorite when it comes to whole brain thinking. It's a good one. Working Genius is another one. This one using ADCAR, let's just put get started. We could all use ChatGPT, but when you use a fine-tuned, prompt-engineered custom GPT, it works a whole lot differently. And so this one says, hello, I'm your guide to creating change. To get started, please give me a sentence like this. It is my goal, and this is my obstacle I am facing. So what we've done is when we've custom fine-tuned these GPTs, rather than you having to figure it out on your own, these custom GPTs that we create for you start a conversation. So you're going to say, my goal is to, somebody gave me something in the comments. What is our goal? We're going to train high
new managers. There you go.
High potentials for management. And what is our biggest obstacle right now for it? All right. Somebody give me, what's our problem? Our problem, my goal is high potential, and R is people don't have enough time.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, so with this custom GPT, sounds like you're aiming to train high potential individuals for management roles, but time constraints are significant obstacles. Let's dive deeper. First, could you share more about the specific time constraints these individuals are facing? Are these constraints due to their current workload, personal commitments, or something else? Here's what I want you to see with the GPTs that we've created in Landai. It's not so much about you got to kind of get in there and, we've prompt engineered these with like dozens and dozens and dozens of prompts on the back end to make these custom GPTs that you just have access to. So rather than having to figure it out, you're having these conversations with custom GPTs. And that's how we create this. So whether or not you're talking to, this is an expert on creating change. I'm not going to go all the way through this because it's going, we structure these as conversations. And so what it's going to do is it's going to create, and through, this would take us about 10 minutes to go through, but by the time we're done, we'd have an entire ad car structured framework for the specific challenge problem that we're going through and the specific goal that we're trying to accomplish. And that's what makes this Landai AI toolbox so powerful. We could do this with a SWOT analysis. We could do this with a PESTEL analysis. And this is how we move through. As a consultant, I go in and work with companies and I can facilitate AI infused workshops where it's no longer just, you know, one-on-one, but we could give this to you. I thought if I had more time, and I'm going to do this and I'll maybe work with Andy in the future, where instead of just doing kind of a demo, we'll actually do a workshop on one of these frameworks you can come to, and we'll just kind of do it in real time. And these are the way in which some of these things work, these frameworks. Then you take data and context. So I encourage every individual to create what's called an AI profile for themselves or a business profile. And part of our consultancy helps companies build out their AI profiles, their company profiles that get used. It's their proprietary data that get used when these GPTs are in use. You can upload that information and create a literally a custom AI GPT for you as an individual or for your company. And we help companies build those out. And so rather than just going into ChatGPT and putting stuff in, ChatGPT in a very secure, in a private way, a way that where it's not getting your information, you know, ChatGPT, LandAI, these other solutions are not getting your proprietary information, but it's being able to be leveraged in order to give you very, very robust results through the prompt engineering. And these are what can be done. I want to just talk about prompt engineering for a moment. How many of you in the comments, how many of you have heard of this phrase, prompt engineering? I hope after a year, some of these things are starting to come up. Prompt engineering, Megan says, yep. And put in the comments, if you have a favorite prompt, put your favorite prompt in the comment. If you have a favorite prompt that you use a lot. But prompt engineering, you want to give it context. You want to tell the GPT who it's writing to, who it's for. I love this, Megan. Act like a learning development expert. Yes, it's so important when you're training your GPTs and your prompt engineering to tell the GPT what it role that it's going to take. And just like I showed you a moment ago, we've done this for hundreds of roles. We've done this for hundreds of experts. We've done this for dozens of just skill sets because you want the GPTs to act in a certain way. And so you can prompt engineer these types of things. Once you have the data in place, then we take the custom generative AI and we integrate these things. And this is what becomes really powerful. When we go back to like our toolbox here, and now all of a sudden, you know, we take these strategy tools, you know, we say, okay, this, I need to create an executive summarizer, you know, and maybe you want, I've got, you know, all this stuff and I need it summarized, or, you know, a process analyzer. So it can take our process. We can put our process for some system that we have, and we can use a fine-tuned integrated GPT to help us analyze whether or not there are more efficient ways for this process to take place. And these are just AI tools that we have access to and AI tools that we want to make available to you as well. And so these are how we integrate. So when you think about AI, think about a couple of things. Think about fine-tuning your own voice. How do you make AI and GPTs custom for you? Then from there, how do you prompt engineer those custom GPTs so that they're giving you the best results for your company and for you as an individual? And this is by cloning yourself. Then how do you integrate it into your systems on a regular basis in a way that you're actually going to use these custom GPTs? According to a study by PwC, 54% of executives say AI solutions implemented in their business have already increased productivity. And you can see how this would be the case, you know, and how quickly some of these things could be done. So I'm going to stop for just a second. Any questions or comments regarding these three major perspectives of, you know, fine-tuning something for you? Number two, prompt engineering. Number three, integrations. Any questions or comments on any of those before we keep moving forward?
anyone has a question, feel free to either put it in the chat or you can raise your hand. We'll be happy to call on you. Josh, I have a question.
Yes.
One that I've been wondering about. You talked about the custom GPTs, and yep. I've gone down that road to start creating my own. And I'm curious, once you create a custom GPT, does it have to still live in GPT-4, or can you move it to, you know, your own website or LMS? And then for other people to use it, do they have to have GPT-4, or can anybody use it at that point?
So the short answer of this is yeah. To be a pure GPT, it has to live in ChatGPT, and the people who use it have to have actually a paid version of GPT. However, if you have what's called an enterprise version, which we would have with Land AI, we can use what's called OpenAI's Playground to create a chatbot that is powered by a GPT that can be placed on your website. So there is a workaround to it, and it's by creating basically a chatbot that is powered by your custom GPT that can be placed onto your website. Now, the difference is the pay structure works differently. So rather than like the individual paying through, I think it's $19 or $20 a month to have a paid version of ChatGPT, you then would be responsible for paying for the CPU of the people that use your chat bot. Does that make sense?
Okay. So you're paying for users to access and use your chat bot essentially.
Yeah. And it's honestly, it ends up being cheaper, to be quite honest, than even the $20 a month, because the CPUs are so inexpensive, but you're paying for those CPUs to happen. So very, very good. For the personas GPT, do you need the person's permission or license to use it? We have done a lot. So our team we have an attorney on our team who works a lot with copyright laws, and there is actually you cannot copyright ideas. You can only copyright actual content. And this is kind of the Wild West a little bit. And so in regards to this, you don't have to have their permission to necessarily to use it, as far as from an ideas perspective.
Kind of to gather their ideas, you wouldn't necessarily need permission. If you were going to go
now, if you're going to take all their content and then use it and resell it, you know, in the context in which they have, then yes, you have to. But I'm going to say this. Anything we use at Land AI and most of the other AI solutions, a lot of this gets their information. There's only several large language models that most of these applications are based on. OpenAI is a big one. Facebook has one. Google has one. And honestly, they're the ones that have to fight these particular battles. And some of them they're winning, some of them they're losing. And that's a really, really good question there. But no, you don't have to at this point, as long as you're not actually using the specific language. You're just using the general ideas.
I think there are some lawsuits pending from like authors that are upset about that, you know, it wasn't supposed to have their whole books in there, but it was in there. But that you're right. That's up to OpenAI and those companies.
Yeah, that you're not going to get sued for that. OpenAI is the one that's taking on the brunt of that and those type of lawsuits. And we'll see over the next 18 months how that all plays out. Jessica says, how do you ensure that you build GPTs and personas that are ethical and unbiased? My paranoid side is anxious about building an AI that turns on us. That's a big question. And I'm going to be honest, Jessica, a little bit outside the pay grade of our talk here today. There are good answers for that. But I will say some of the most profound geniuses in the world are having massive conversations around this. And to be honest, it is impossible to completely get rid of unbiased. I mean, let's just be honest. Every movie you watch is biased to some degree. Every company you work with has a bias. So the real question is not how do you make it unbiased. The real question here is where do you find companies that align with your values and your worldviews that you're going to feel comfortable with in working, and how are we going to find large language models? And there are entire companies now that are working on building large language models that are aligned with the values of the individuals that are using them. So just a short answer to a very complicated question. Let's move on here. Let's talk about AI generators for a moment. So we talk about LendAI a lot, and just because I want to use this as an example to show you how this works, LendAI stands for Learning and Development Artificial Intelligence. This is our platform that we use. We have prompt engineered, we have integrated, we have done all of the work that we've talked about, fine-tuning voices, and we've done that work on the back end so that you can have a very simple user interface to do what you do. So if you're an instructional designer, if you work in L&D or talent development, we've created this platform that basically, rather where ChatGPT focuses a lot about giving you content, our primary focus is to give you learning resources and learning assets. You say, what do you mean? So do you need an e-learning course? Do you need a slide deck? Do you need scripts and handout notes? What type of asset do you need? So let's say here, I need a slide deck or I need a course. And then you would pick a template of the type of course that you want. Once you pick the asset or the resource, you pick a template. Do you want a workshop? Do you want a coaching session? Do you want to do a roundtable think tank? You would pick your asset. And then what you're going to do is you're going to drop in the files. So rather than using ChatGPT, what makes ours different is we are not focusing primarily on content. LendAI can do content, but primarily what we do is we take your slide decks, we take your white papers, we take your product manuals, and you drop them into LendAI, or you can prompt it, whatever one you prefer. You drop it in, and within less time than it takes you to make a cup of coffee, you will have a full, complete e-learning course. Now, I pulled this up because it would take about 90 seconds for this to create once I dropped in PDFs. So I did it before, but I dropped it in. And in 90 seconds, what LendAI did is it took the PDF that I dropped into it and it created an entire e-learning course for us. This e-learning course gave us an evaluation so we could benchmark what our people know about this particular topic. It gave us key terms. It read all the papers and everything. And it said, these are the key terms that you're going to need to understand if you're going to really learn this in a full way. What else did it create for us as far as assets? It created educational content, and it went through and it made all this content for us. This I think I put in something about zap the gaps. How do we close gaps, within talent development, when there are gaps between where individual contributor is and where they need to be. And so it gave us all this educational content. It gave us flashcards, and it gave us here not only flashcards, but it also created open-ended questions, which what I love about these open-ended questions is not only do you answer, but it gives you in real time, it evaluates you in real time in the flow of your learning. So rather than having to wait till the end and be like, you got 38% right and 26% wrong, the AI is actually evaluating. Here's what you did good. The answers to question one correctly suggest the first step to identify the issues, which is fundamental in any problem solving process. And this is what you can you do better? Well, for example, question two, where you said, I'm not sure, does not provide any information on how the go for should step contributes. So the AI is acting as a coach as you're going through the training. It's actually giving you this in real time. This is what gets really cool. We have a simulation room where you can use your voice and the AI built just by a PDF. Remember, we just dropped a PDF, or you can prompt it in however you're comfortable with, like right here, as we showed you earlier, and it created an entire simulation. The simulation room will start talking to you, it'll create a scenario, and then you have a verbal conversation with the AI to practice in a psychologically safe environment, a scenario that connects with whatever it is you're trying to learn. So it's building these AI role-playing simulations. What else did it build for us? It built for us quizzes. It did, choose the right options, true and false, fill in the blanks, true and false, fill in the blanks. It had a match correctly type of questions. Here's what I want you to see. The AI created these assets. It wasn't creating content. It was creating resources that we can use. So once we finish all this up, and we can go to next and finish here, then it gives us an assessment. It says, look, when we evaluated, and I just put in a bunch of gibberish, you were at 0% when you started this course. And at the end, you got up to 67.86%. And so it starts to measure the development of what people are learning. It tells you what you did good at, what you did bad at. And then it gives you questions in order to keep you accountable. So if you have an enterprise level solution, this integrates with like your Microsoft Teams or with your Slack, and it'll keep you accountable. Hey, did you do the thing you said you were going to do because of this AI? You know, what was your biggest takeaway? When will you do it? Now, for you who are instructional designers, this can be exported as a SCORM. So if you want to use your own LMS, you can just upload this into your, you know, Cornerstone or whatever other LMS you're using. And you now have this available on your LMS if you don't want to have to necessarily interface with LandAI. If you're a coach or a consultant and you want to share this with somebody, you can get the link and you can send it to them, and then you'll get the results that from their, you know, course that they took. So what I just shared with you in the last 5 minutes was just the courses of LandAI. We didn't even talk about the fact that you can go here and you can make slide decks. And then within 90 seconds, you have an entire slide deck that it just built out for you. And what I love about LandAI is the fact that it's not just that AI is creating it, but anything AI creates, you can change. So we asked it, give us a PowerPoint on 4 styles of leadership. It gave us an agenda. It gave us an introduction. It gave us slides for each one. If we don't like the pictures of the slides, we can go in here and we can change or upload different pictures, or we can manually put in new information right here if we want to just type it in, or if we want AI to come up with it, we can say, hey, go do some research on this subject and put that information in here. You just put the cursor wherever you want the information to go. It'll pull it in. It'll also do entire documents for handout notes. Same way. If you're like, I don't like this, you know, what the AI came with, you can just highlight something and say, change this with AI. Or you can put your cursor in and say, give me a story or give me a case study from the internet on this subject. And you can say, generate more content here. It'll generate more content. So you're working with the AI, not that the AI is not doing it for you. You put in the PDFs or you put in a prompt, and then you're kind of working with the AI to give you these resources. We also have an internal GPT, you know, where you can go in, it'll talk to you. So if you like, this is just like a ChatGPT, but we have personas that have attached to it. If you want to use our AI toolbox, it has the toolbox with all of these prompts in it, with micro courses, with strategy tools and execution tools that you have access to. And so LandAI is just for talent development professionals. This is what you can have. This is what you can use. Kelly says, how do we get a demo of this? Yeah, that's where we're going. Is it capable of creating training videos with voiceovers if you put slides and scripting? This is one of the things we're asking for. It is on our product pipeline, but no, it can create very simple videos right now that you can put into the content section, but they're more like B-roll with voiceover type stuff, you know, just pictures. It's not like a full-blown cloned individual yet. It's on our pipeline to create because we've had a lot of our clients asking for it, and we'll go with it. We'll add your company's branding to it. No, not our company's branding to it. So you can brand. I don't know exactly what you're saying.
I think, Josh, they're saying, will it add their company's branding to it if it's for their organization's, you know, training?
Yeah. So what you would do is you go to, like, let's just go for a second. I'll show you how this kind of works. We would open it up, and then you have styling options. You would pick what kind of styling. You pick your branding colors. You would pick your logos. You, even if you want to upload, maybe you have particular ways that you want your PowerPoints to be done. Not completely. We're still developing all of that, but you do have the opportunity to upload logos and things like that. And we're obviously just getting going. So some of this is still, there's still aspects of it we need to implement in certain areas. But what's cool is all these can kind of speak to each other. So once you've made a script and you're like, I got this really cool script here, you know, that we're using, and I go to scripts and you get it. Let's just look at this real quick right here. And you open up a little script. I've got some saved ones here. And you're like, okay, this is just how I want it. I can go convert to slide deck. Or I'm going to be able to say, hey, convert this to a course. So all of these speak to each other because you're in this ecosystem, you know, and then you export it to SCORM or you send it to one of your clients or whatever the case may be. You can export this. This connects to Google. It connects to Microsoft. You can make PDFs out of it. So there's a lot of exporting type things that you've got. So this is essentially what LandAI is. It creates courses, It creates slide decks. It creates scripts. We do have our toolbox that gives you some amount of tools and prompt libraries and coaching and even reading summaries. And we just took and we had AI infused summaries. So we have hundreds and hundreds of books on here. So if you want an executive summary of almost any book, you can go right here and, you know, Seven Habits or something for highly effective people. You can put that in and it'll bring up an AI developed kind of summary or something for all these different books you have access to with courses that you have access to. So that's what Landea offers to you as an individual, as a generator. Max Tegmark said this. He said, AI can be our friend. It can help us do things that are dull, and it can free us to focus on creativity, compassion, and other uniquely human pursuits. This is not going to take our jobs, but I really think what it's going to do is going to get rid of a lot of the mundane, monotonous aspects of our job. How many of you have spent like a half a day working on a PowerPoint? You know, you spend all this time, you know, working on the actual content, the creative part of it.
I did it yesterday, Josh. Like,
why is this? You know, Kelly says all the time. Why not just stay focused on the creative part, the fun part, you know, and then just let AI build out the PowerPoint for you, you know, and then if you need to tweak something, tweak it, you know, if you need to change something, change it. But man, just talk about saving time, making you more productive, making you more profitable. That's really what the promise of AI is. So you say, what does this photo have to do with talent development and AI? Just like your GPS, if you're in a city or in a state you've never been to before, yes, you could go out and become Lewis and Clark and you could find your Sacagawea and you could start exploring an area, or you could get a GPS and say, this is where I want to go and plug me in. All right. And so this is really where we're pushing through. This is what Landea offers you a little bit. It offers you the opportunity to take you, to guide you, rather than having to learn integrations and having to learn prompt engineering and having to learn, you know, everything about, you know, all this type of stuff on the back end. We kind of make it a very user-friendly experience for you. So you don't have to learn that part of it. Now, if you want to, and you want to go do all this yourself, you can spend the next 2 years learning prompt engineering and learning how to integrate and learning how to fine tune and all of that. Or you can just find some really interesting user experience applications that does that for you. According to this study by Boston Consulting Group and MIT Sloan Management, 84% of businesses say AI will enable them to obtain or sustain a competitive advantage. And how many of you can say, man, from the tools I'm seeing, I could see how I could be way more productive and move way faster on some of these things by using these tools. And that's really what we think of. AI will either replace you or it will make you irreplaceable. And that's really what I think the promise is. I think for a lot of you, you're going to become irreplaceable because of these tools. That people are going to be like, how are you doing so much? Creating PowerPoints, creating courses, creating scripts and handout notes, you know, talking to these experts, giving these experts to your employees, to your clients, giving them access to some of these tools so they can do more faster and you become the gatekeeper for some of this. So I feel like AI learning and development artificial intelligence is a tool that we can use as talent development professionals to really help us to get more done faster, to move quicker. John says this, John, since the previous webinar last August, what's been the biggest improvements to Landea's capability and what's the biggest functionality request you're getting from client users? So the biggest thing when we announced in August, we really left it all up to AI. So we were like, AI is going to create your PowerPoints when you drop in a document or when you give it a prompt. AI is going to create the courses. And what the biggest feedback was people are not quite ready yet to have AI have complete control. They want to be able to influence what the AI creates. And it goes back to that statement I made at the beginning. I was thinking about it from the perspective of AI is going to create for us. I think I was wrong, actually. I don't think that that's the best use. I think we need to see AI as something that we work with. And so because of that, we have created our solution in order to kind of partner with the AI. So everything that you see is editable, all the content, the courses, everything in it. We're trying to add so many features where whatever the AI is creating is great. It creates it. And for some of you, it'll be like, this is perfect right out of the gate. It's set. But for most of us, we're going to go into week 1% or 10% or 15%. And you're going to have the opportunity to tweak these L&D resources. And we have fine-tuned and prompt engineered this for talent development professionals. There's not a ton of solutions out there that are really geared to do these things specifically for the talent development community. And because I've been in organizational development and talent development on our team, and many of the folks on our team are, you know, part of Andy's group and others that have, you know, worked on creating these tools, it really is that. So that's great. Love this. AI will replace you. Yes, I appreciate that, Megan. AI has a huge increase in a team's engagement and job satisfaction since we can outsource the sand and the gears, the boring stuff to AI, and focus our time on the interesting, more expertise. Yes, I love that you said that. That is why I think there's incredible benefits for AI. Humans are going to be able to do the things that humans are good at, and we're no longer going to have to just trudge through the boring, monotonous stuff.
And we'll be taking questions. If you want to ask, either raise your hand or put a question in the chat, either about Land AI or just about, you know, AI and talent development in general. I know Josh and I are both, Josh is happy to answer those. I could try to answer some stuff. Josh knows more than I do.
Yeah. What about, Andy, take the one from Jessica, because I think that could apply to both, but just how do you think about the topics of the future of work in regards to remote working and AI?
Yeah, I like that. So Jessica asked, I feel like AI and remote working are two really hot topics in the discussion of future of work question. How do you see these two topics being linked or connected? I think, you know, right now they're not exactly linked because we had so many people going remote from the pandemic, many companies going back, but, you know, a lot of companies are still figuring that out. Meanwhile, you have AI becoming, you know, a more and more powerful force in work and more common in the work that everybody's doing. And I think it's going to enable more people to say, hey, I don't need to be in the office. I've got AI to do these things. I can work remotely from anywhere. More companies allowing for that. But I think there's a lot of companies still figuring that out, right? And it's going to be a while. It's going to be an interesting case study in the long run. But I do think AI is going to enable companies and people to be way more productive working remote than they already were, as well as in an office as well. But it also is going to create, you know, new and different types of work for all of us to do.
Yeah. Very, very good. Yeah. Any other questions about AI in general or this? Here's what I need you to do. If you want the AI starter toolkit, I will send it to you, but I need your emails in the chat. And so I don't know, Andy, if they want to send them to you, if you can get them, because I know this is yours, and maybe have Stephanie send them to me, or if you guys want to, however, yeah. I don't know the best way to do that, but I'll need everybody's email who wants the AI starter kit.
We'll go ahead and put those in so Josh can send it directly, because I know he wants to make sure you get those. So we can collect those in the chat. I can also make sure we get something out to everybody who registered for the webinar to let you know, just give you like access to, we'll have limited access to the replay. We will also always be in our member vault in the Talent Development Think Tank community. And Josh, I don't know, you know, maybe some people got to run and they want to get back to this, but can we give people till the end of the day maybe to take advantage of this offer?
Sure. What I'll do is if they get on before they're over, I'll give them my ebook as well. All right. So if you do it right now, you get the ebook. If you got to wait till the end of the day, I'll give you everything but the ebook. All right. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Cause this is an amazing offer. I remember you had a lot of people take advantage of it last time. You got a lot of great pilot users. You've made a lot of improvements since then. I know you're really committed to listening. Yeah. I know you're really committed to listening to feedback and constant improvement. And so this is already an amazing solution, what you showed today. And I just know at the rate you're improving things that within the next 6 months, it's going to be infinitely better. And anybody who pays for the year is going to have access to all of that right now.
Yeah. And I hope, like, whoever asked about the videos, we're hoping in our pipeline that the videos come and then you're grandfathered in, especially if you have the year, you'll get the video apps and things as they roll out and more of the simulations and things. And so this is kind of a, you know, we're just trying to find a few people who help us out with launching and really have a heart to really polish this stuff up for us and help us find it to be a part of this launch team. So like I said, we've got, you have till the end of the day, if you want, if that'll help you out, that'll be fine. If you want to just direct message me, we can go from there. So here's what I'd like to do. If you give me the email, I'll send you this toolkit. If you put something about this on LinkedIn and tag Land AI and me, there. I will also make sure that you get into the give you an ebook. All right. So we'll do that. If you put that in and just say, hey, this is what I learned, this is what I've talked about, I'll send that to you. And I want to give you an opportunity to get your hands on that as well as a gift. So if you'll put something in LinkedIn, make sure you tag me or else I won't see it. But if you'll tag me, we'll go from there. Well, I'll stay on, Andy, if there's any other questions. But for those of you who got to run, we wanted to be respectful of your time. If you have any other questions, I'd love to get you on. If you want a demo and you'd like to set up this one-on-one, let's get that on the schedule and we can do a one-on-one demo with you if you would prefer. Like I said, I don't know that depending on when your demo is, I don't know that this will be the price at that point, but we'd still love to do a demo and go from there. But please message me. Let's keep the conversation going and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much, Josh. Thanks everybody for being here.
Appreciate it, Frank. Thank you, Karen, Jessica, Megan.
Yeah, if you have questions, reach out to Josh. Reach out to me. I'll send out a follow-up email. And also a reminder, this is brought to you by the Talent Development Think Tank community. The recordings will be available forever in our community member vault. And we'll probably be doing another open session on AI and the community very soon with Josh, just to answer questions and play with stuff. So it's always great to be a member and being side there because we're going to have a lot of great conversations about this in the future. So thanks again, Josh. Thanks everybody for being here. Hope this was helpful for you. And that you'll be able to take advantage of this. And we'll see you next time.
Take care.
All right, that will do it for my webinar with Josh Ermler on the future of AI and talent development. I hope you got value from that and that you enjoyed the conversation. I'm curious, you know, as you listen, were you already familiar with this idea of custom GPTs and some of the other AI tools that he talked about? Was this a new concept for you? Are you furiously Googling and looking things up? And had you taken a look at the LandAI platform that Josh mentioned? I know you didn't get a chance to see the slides or the demo that he was showing, but basically you can input some information and use an AI tool to create a presentation and a training program in a matter of minutes. And then you can go in and edit that to create it in the way that you want it to look. And maybe you heard some of the questions in there. You can absolutely use company colors and logos and create, you know, beautiful training programs and slides for your company using this AI tool. And the package that Josh offered is normally, I think, $2,500. He made a really special offer live on the session. And I know he is willing to extend at least some discount for our podcast listeners. And if you want to take advantage of that, you want to click the link in the show notes and use the discount code ThinkTank, all one word, to get the discount. So click the link in the show notes and use the code ThinkTank, THINKTANK, all one word, to get the discount. If you have questions about the product, you can reach out to Josh. His email is landai.global@gmail.com. That's landai.global@gmail.com. You can also hit him up on LinkedIn. You can also reach out to me, andy@andystorch.com, or hit me up on LinkedIn. Let me know what you think about this episode. Do you want to hear more of these? And if you would like to join us live, I'm going to plan more webinars in the future. Make sure you go sign up on our website for our email list, tdtt.us. You can get on the email list and we'll let you know about upcoming webinars. And of course, this podcast is sponsored by the Talent Development Think Tank Conference and Community, where we have an ongoing membership where we bring in guest speakers all the time, like Josh, to answer questions and have discussions about the latest things going on in talent development. And we're also hosting a conference later this year in November called the Talent Development Think Tank as well. All the information is on our website, tdtt.us. All right, thank you again for listening. I hope that you will remain curious, keep trying things, growth-minded, diving into new subjects like AI. I hope that you take on new challenges, that you get really intentional about your career, and I hope that you will, no matter what's going on, find some gratitude for some great things that are going on in your career and life today. Take care.